I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. After the recent cool down, temperatures are forecast to ramp up this week as higher pressure aloft builds over the Pacific Northwest and surface thermal low pressure noses north into the region from California. By Wednesday, North Sound temperatures may reach the hottest of the year thus far, cracking the 90-degree mark for the second time this year. July is the warmest month of the year. The hot daytime temperatures will also be accompanied by warm overnight readings. Urban areas will likely struggle to have nighttime temperatures cool only into the 60s, while more rural areas will feel some relief, dropping into the 50s. Cooler conditions during this hot period of hot weather can be found along North Sound coastlines in the mid-70s to mid-80s. During hot weather periods, there are a number of steps to help get relief from the heat. Examples include, seek air-conditioned facilities such as shopping malls and theaters. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water and avoid alcoholic beverages. Conduct strenuous activities like running or jogging before or after the heat of the day. And avoid leaving children and pets in cars, even if for just a few minutes. The rain deficit across the region continues to grow. Everett Painfield is now over 12 inches of rain behind average for the year thus far. Much of the North Sound is now in moderate or severe drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. The combination of hot weather and dry conditions means the region is ripe for wildfires. The rise in temperatures is going to simply amplify the wildfire potential through at least midweek, with 12 wildfires active statewide, including two in Mason County. Be very careful with any burning. Unfortunately, there is no rain in sight to offer any relief from the ongoing dry conditions. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.